Welcome to the Bougie Black Brother Network. Good afternoon and welcome to Urban Wine Life. I'm Michael, your Bougie Black Brother, and today I have a sparkling wine for you, but I went to the Italian region, so it's kind of different. If y'all seen one of my previous podcasts, the previous podcast was on sparkling wines, so I didn't have a champagne. I had a couple of different other ones. I had a Prosecco, Anzi Spumanti, I had a Cava, and I had a German Sekt, S-E-K-T. And, you know, I was showing you the different ones, but I never actually popped open anything but the German Sekt. So, what I did was, this was a good opportunity, because it's getting nice and warm here in Georgia. I wanted to pop open a nice, refreshing, bubbly, sparkling wine. So, what I did with this sparkling wine was go toward the Prosecco, the Presto Prosecco Brut. When you hear the word Brut, it's not like a strong Bruto, it's un Bruto. It's Brut meaning dry. So, and this one is a dry sparkling wine. And if you hear the Asti Spumantis, the Spumantis as well as Italian, but the one that's closer to champagne is the Prosecco. So the Prosecco has the grape called the Grela, G-L-E-R-A, Grela. It's the Grela. So that's the green light-skinned grape that's used, and it's grown in the Veneto and the Friuli regions, the Veneto and Friuli regions, and that's mostly where the sparkling Prosecco wines come from. So it's really kind of different. And what I found out also, when this is at a price point of about $11, you're gonna see some people that's kind of hyping it up around like $13 to $15. But between $11 and $13, that's where this wine should go. When you're looking for this Presto, it's not a lot of stores that carry it. And if you find it, say, Michael, you don't know what the hell you're talking about. Just let me know about that. But, you know, I had this for a while, so I grabbed it, and it's the Presto. See the Presto? Ishi the Presto. Presto. Prosecco Brut Presto. And you can check that out. So, you know, I noticed I drank half of that and went from there. But what I decided to do is have it with an Asian dish. The Asian dish was really kind of spicy and had a slightly sweet and sour taste to it. So I really just had a taste for it. And the good thing is, it's like medium, so it's when you rate this, this is around in the critic score is around 80, 84. So nothing too extraordinary, but let's start talking about the flavors and everything with that. But before we do that, let's look at that color. See, light bubbles in there. You know, I had it open. It's not really too big on the bubbles coming up, so I had my light smaller, what you call it, glass, if you notice. But the color is like a good Pilsner beer. So if you're looking at that, you go from that. So let's see what that smells like. So got that dryness. So let's put that back. Got the little the dryness in there. I didn't have it like cold. I like to have, you normally, a sparkling wine, I like to have like very, very chilled, above room temperature, and not just regular cold, but a lot crispy cold. But you have that like green apple, fresh green apple smell to it. And it's ordinary. It's not really, you know, really out of the ordinary. It's really, it's pretty cool. It's nothing amazing, but good smell to it. So let's take a sip out of this boy. So this is one of those that I always tell people, if you're a beer drinker and you out just chilling, or someone's there, grab one of these Proseccos. You have that kind of yeasty taste to this. And, it's kind of crisp and dry because it leaves your mouth really like flat after that. So you have to drink more of it. So it leaves it kind of that. It has the light lemony. They're saying when you hear these notes, they're saying a lot of fruity, a lot of tropical. I don't get that. I do get like almost like a nut taste, almost like not like a walnut, kind of walnut taste to it, but not really all of those tropical fruits that they talk about or pear type. I do get like a yeasty lemony taste. It is crisp and very dry. So this is pretty good, you know. So you got to understand, this is a sparkling wine. It's not meant to overpower you with a lot of sweetness. It's not meant to overpower you with a lot of complexities as well. And it's if you look at the price point, you're not getting much of that as well. But it's not bad. The effervescence is pretty much gone out of this, if you notice that. So you really want to keep it tight. You don't really want this to sit too long because it loses a lot of that. So you see those bubbles are barely up in there too. But it's pretty good for the price point. It is pretty good. And I'm telling you, you get a lot of lemony, not really fruity. And maybe it's because it's not as young as when I first brought it, because I had this a little over a year. And then it's been here for a while too. But it's the Presto Prosecco Bruto Italian wine. Try it out. You should enjoy it. Let me drink a little more of it. Yeah, but it's good. It's pretty good. Good for an ordinary or go out, and you don't want to pay the high price point of champagne. Cavas are, I think I lean toward a cava or an Osti or a German sec. But this Prosecco is good. I had other better Proseccos, but this one is pretty good for the price point. But get us on YouTube, BougieBlackBrother.com, Urban Wine Life. Get us in all of the podcast downloads, and you can get to see it on YouTube. So follow, leave your comments. Give me some likes. If you like it, just like it. Don't just look past it. Give me a like in iTunes and all of that, because it pushes it up and I'll be able to get a lot more out. So, appreciate your time. Michael, your Bougie Black Brother on Urban Wine Life. See you next Friday.